I'm thinking of this as I gotta tell you. Speaking of WWE and doing whatever the heck they want, I told you before. I follow this thing on Facebook. It's comicbook.com, and sometimes I wonder why the hell I follow them, because sometimes they give some pretty interesting updates, and sometimes I'm like, shoot me in the face where I stand. Oh. And they're like, oh, you know, they like breaking news. Could Brock Lesnar be in trouble with the WWE? He failed to show up on Monday Night Raw. And I'm like, are you guys serious? I'm like, and so I had to comment. And I was like, it's called a work. Have you guys ever, like, you know, heard of it? Uh-huh. You know, all that. I'm like, you, some people's kids.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. Some people take it way too seriously, but they also, you know, they're fans too. And what happened with Brock? And you've heard the promo that that Roman Reigns cut on Monday Night Raw, which was incredible, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a work? But like Juice and I talked just a few minutes ago about it. And we're saying that Roman pretty much probably feels that way, the way he was passionately talking about it.
Yeah, and so let's talk about Roman for a second.
The Roman, yeah.
Roman.
Reigns.
You remember, Saw Married an Axe Murderer?
Oh, yeah, I saw that one time.
And he's like, Roman, whoa. Get it? So, is WWE continuing to shove Roman Reigns down our throat, or is this a deserved thing? And if it wasn't Roman, who else would it be?
It's a little bit of Roman Reigns being shoved down our throat. I think that with what's going on with Brock Lesnar right now, the uncertainty of whether he's going to re-sign or if he's going to go back to the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He's a part-timer. You know, if I had to choose between Roman and Brock, I'm going Roman Reigns, man.
I would, too, just because I'm sick of Brock.
Uh-huh. Not sick of Paul Heyman, but sick of Brock. So.
Yeah, I'm just sick of Brock. And you, so you, was it you that sent me a thing that said that Bobby Lashley is he's working out a deal with the WWE right now?
That is correct. Yes.
So will we see Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, or do you think Brock Lesnar will be done and they're bringing Bobby Lashley in as a new heavyweight to take on maybe Braun and stuff?
Boy, you know what? I would love to see Bobby Lashley and Brock. If maybe at WrestleMania he comes out and maybe that's his first little bit, you know, that he attacks Brock, and then Brock, they do something at the next pay-per-view.
Causes him to lose the title or something.
Yeah, something like that. I would love to see something like that. Mm-hmm. Whether that will happen or not, I just don't know. But Lashley does not need to go to NXT. No, mm-hmm. No. Let's bring him right up to the big roster. Lashley against Roman Reigns would be fun. Lashley against Braun Strowman would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is a beast, man, you know. And his work has really improved from his first run in the WWE. So
that would be great.
Uh-huh.
I think I've said that many times before. We need to see Lashley versus Lesnar. L versus L. Double L.
At the double L match.
Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Okay, and Turnbuckle Trash, I just got to add this in. You know, I'm a big professional wrestling fan. I also do a radio show on Cool 103.9 in Logan, Utah. I'm the morning guy there, so, you know, I got to talk about things and do crazy things and all that. Well, one of the things I do is give the weather forecast, which is kind of crazy in Cache Valley this weekend with a lot of snow and a winter weather advisory. But not only that, I also have to talk about things going on that people like to talk about. Well, the Oscars are taking place this weekend, and I kind of made a butt fumble on the air. So I thought I'd play it for you today on Turnbuckle Trash. Here's Dave's butt fumble on Cool 103.9. Good morning, 8:03 at Cool 103.9. It's Dave on this Friday morning. And coming up this weekend is the Oscars. I can't believe I just called it the Oscars. It's the Oscars. We'll talk about that 8:15. What is an Oscar? She's a professional wrestler. Now, you know I do a podcast about professional wrestling called Turnbuckle Trash. And just completed one yesterday, and we were talking about Asuka, a professional wrestler. So, jeez, I can't believe I just did that. Yes, we'll talk about the Oscars coming up at 8:15. Our weather forecast is going to be mostly cloudy. We're going to have winter weather with a winter weather warning all weekend long. 8 to 12 inches of snow. It's going to start with rain this afternoon. Right now, the warm before the storm, it is 41 degrees at Cool. Yes, I guess that's what I get for loving professional wrestling. An Asuka. Or is it the Oscars?
It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
The guy didn't get cracked open. He wasn't really wrestling.
Chris.
On the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Hi, everyone. It's Turnbuckle Trash, and one of our favorite parts of Turnbuckle Trash, getting to talk to Chris Evans on Chris on the Mat. How's North Carolina treating you, man?
Rainy as ever. We're still getting a lot of rain here, but after a good hard day's work, it's good to be back on Turnbuckle Trash. How y'all guys doing?
Oh, we're doing phantasmagorical, although we are expecting 8 to 10 inches of snow in the next 24 hours here in Logan, Utah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we had 14 inches a couple weeks ago. No, you don't want that, do you?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell a little story here real quick. Your brother, Aaron.
Oh, here we go.
You know yes. You know what story I'm going to tell is when he was
born.
I was living right across the street from you and your family, and your mother, Brenda, was very pregnant at the time. We had a big storm come into Puryear, Tennessee, which is West Tennessee, and she was due any day now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Were just a little guy. I think you were about 8 years old, if I remember. And at that time, the doctor had recommended that we take Brenda closer to the hospital where she could deliver in case something happened. Well, Brenda asked me if I could take her into her mother and father's house in Paris, Tennessee. And we had a huge snowstorm. Huge snowstorm. And I almost killed us both. I lost control on the highway between Puryear and Paris, and there was probably about 10 to 12 inches of snow. We were sliding right into the path of a big old semi-truck, and I think the hand of God came down and got control of that car. I'd never been so white-knuckled in my life, but Aaron was born a couple of days later, and so everything ended well. So there's my story of the day.
Oh, Mom is going to absolutely love this. I can't wait to tell her. You're going to be on an episode of Turnbuckle Trash.
Yeah, well, she's probably going to kill me, too. So, and Aaron will, too, and he's a big guy, you know. So, yeah.
He's tall. He's like, what, 6'7" now.
Wow.
Yeah,
Aaron. He was such a tiny baby.
Yeah, he's such a tiny kid, but now he's a big son of a gun now. He's a big son of a gun.
Well, that's cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame. During WrestleMania weekend, the WWE Hall of Fame will induct Ivory, the Dudley Boys, and who else is Goldberg? And
Goldberg. The Dudley Boys, Goldberg.
Ivory.
Ivory. And Double J.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Jarrett. Yeah.
Jarrett.
Yeah, you think they're going to let his dad get in something there, Jerry?
I think his dad should have something to do with it. I mean, he was a inspiration for professional wrestling. They should do something. In fact, I think Jerry Jarrett should be the one to induct Double J into the Hall of Fame.
I think that would be absolutely incredible. I go back and I remember when Jerry Jarrett was a competitor, and he was also the promoter, and I saw some of Jeff's very first matches on TV in Memphis Championship Wrestling. So as a wrestling fan, I've known Jerry and Jeff since I was just starting in professional wrestling, watching it. So congratulations to him. But you had a wonderful idea as you talked to me the last time about doing a segment about those who should be members of the Hall of Fame. Now, I would like to talk to who do you think should be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, my number one right now should be Bruiser Brody.
Bruiser Brody, what a great competitor he was.
Bruiser Brody was excellent. He was his life was cut too short, though.
Yeah, he was murdered, actually. Yeah.
Yes, he was. He was murdered at an arena. He was stabbed.
Yeah, he was.
By another professional wrestler. I don't remember what his name was.
Wasn't it in Puerto Rico where he got stabbed?
From what I remember and from what I can remember from another podcast, it was over money. Uh-huh. And my next one to be inducted.
Before you start number two, did you know that your Uncle Danis knew Bruiser Brody?
Now, that I had no idea.
Yeah, we both had an uncle. I mean, he was your great uncle. He was my uncle. Yeah. Lived right outside of St. Louis, was a member of a service club, and Bruiser Brody was also a member of that club. For a short time. So our uncle actually knew Bruiser Brody. So there you go. Go ahead with number two.
That would be my next one. It would have to be a tag team, the Fabulous Ones.
I picked them myself. Steve Kern and Stan Lane, right?
Yes, the Fabulous Ones, the original Fabulous Ones. They were one of the best tag teams I've ever seen. Synonymous with in-ring performance, excellent as a tag team, and Stan Lane is still around. He does on cameras with ESPN during the summertime. I don't know about the other tag, his other partner.
Steve Kern.
Yeah, Steve Kern. I have no idea where he's at, but I think he's
backstage at the WWE events. I think he works with the WWE. You know, he went on to the WWE, he performed as Gator. Remember Gator?
Oh, yeah, Gator.
Yeah, that was Gator. And he also at one time became Doink the Clown. He wasn't the original Doink, but he did take on... There were so many Doinks besides Max.
Yes,
but,
so many Doinks.
Yeah,
yes.
But he did perform as Doink the Clown a few times, too.
The Fabulous Ones, yes, they need to be into the Hall of Fame. That was a phenomenal tag team. Yep, and one more from Memphis that needs to be inducted, which is very overdue, the superstar, Bill Dundee.
Oh, you're going to go with the superstar, huh?
I'm going with the superstar. Oh, yes.
Yeah, the superstar. And, you know, Bill Dundee's feuds with Jerry Lawler were incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, he was involved in the Andy Kaufman situation and Macho Man Randy Savage. I actually was just reading something today about the superstar Bill Dundee, who was from Australia, by the way. But he made his way over as a part of a tag team and stayed in the Memphis area. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he actually couldn't talk on the microphone. But the people just gravitated to him. He had this persona about him that people just loved. I guess it was his good looks. He was a good-looking man. Plus, he was a good wrestler. He was a good performer. But people just gravitated to him and his feuds with Jerry Lawler. But what I was going to tell you was, if you remember back when Randy Savage and his brother Lanny and Angelo Poffo, who was the promoter at the time, they had a promotion in Memphis that was kind of off the charts a little bit because it was still in the territory days and they were trying to take some of Memphis action. So there was a lot of heat between the Memphis wrestlers with Jerry Jarrett and Jerry the King Lawler and the Poffos. Well, one time, Bill Dundee met up with Randy Savage in a restaurant. They just happened to be in the same restaurant. They got into it a little bit, went out into the parking lot. Bill Dundee allegedly pulled a pistol out on Randy Savage. Savage took it from him and busted him across the jaw and broke Bill Dundee's jaw. That's what I read today.
Randy also did something else, too, in Nashville. He got arrested for trying to fight in a Waffle House in the middle of the night. He got waffles. Bit by a cane. Yeah, he got bit by a dog on the butt. The canine had to come in to get him. That's a real interesting story. The Macho Man, man was woof.
Yeah, it was. So that whole Poffo family was out there, weren't they?
They were in left field, right field, center field, and somewhere nowhere in the outfield.
And under the field.
And under the field, over the field. So yeah, they went to Grandma's house a couple of times, and Grandma told them to leave. They didn't want them around. So, over the river and through the woods, here comes the Poffos. So here we go.
Yeah, they were. I don't know.
Yeah, way. But yeah, I see superstar Bill Dundee. He needs to be inducted. I mean, if they can induct Jerry the King Lawler, that man has done enough for professional wrestling. He needs to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
But the problem is he Bill Dundee was never a part of World Wrestling Entertainment or WWF. Uh-huh. And that's the problem with the Hall of Fame. They don't induct wrestlers that need to be. So the last one that I'll say, and I know it's going to be controversial, it's got to be Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Yes. Chris Benoit deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
You know, with everything that he did at the end of his life, and, you know, we don't want to judge.
No.
But with his wrestling ability, his promo ability, and what he meant to professional wrestling, I would be in favor of that, but I would also be in favor of any kind of plaque or any kind of display that they might put with him to have information about what happened at the end of his life and address the steroids issue and the roid rage that led to the suicide murder of him and his family. It was just absolutely tragic. But for what he meant to professional wrestling, yeah, I would say yes.
Yeah, for what the man has done in professional wrestling, for he's given his life, he gave his blood, sweat, and tears to the profession. And the man was just awesome to watch in the ring. And I mean, if anybody wants to go back and really see some of his best work, it was in WCW, and a lot of it was in the WWE. But a lot of people have a sour taste in their mouth for him. I really don't. I believe the man has paid his dues, and he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Needs to be. His snap suplex was the best I had ever seen. It was so quick. When he did a snap suplex, you knew that was fast and that was hard on that mat. He was a great performer.
I liked when he dropped the headbutt from the top turnbuckle, when he would just jump straight. And you knew there was that one time when he hit Kane with that, and he started bucking up, and you can see the pain in his face, and you knew he either hit the mat or he hit Kane straight in the skull. We don't know which one, but there was blood coming from him, and if it was a blade job, it was good. But yeah, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of people that deserve it.
Doubles?
Double
Did
J?
You see who got into the... Yeah!
Yeah!
Slap nuts himself!
Uh-huh. You liked Double J, didn't you?
I used to love Double J and his walk and turning around smashing people in the face with the guitar. That's just... I just love Double J. Dude, he's such a good smack talker. He talks smack a lot like The Miz.
That little strut he did in the ring, he stole that from a guy. Well, he didn't steal it. I mean, everybody steals everything. But that strut was called the Fabulous Jackie Fargo Strut. Jackie Fargo was a wrestler in the South in Memphis. And he was a great performer, too. And as a salute to the Fabulous Jackie Fargo. But yeah, he getting into the Hall of Fame, baby. That brings up a question for me to ask you, man.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Tell me.
Who do you think should get into the Hall of Fame?
Bam! Bam!
Bigelow? Yeah, Bam Bam Bigelow would be a good one.
I think he'd be a good one.
Uh-huh. Anybody else you can think of right off hand?
I think Owen Hart should be in there.
Ooh. You know, I haven't thought about Owen Hart. He should be in there.
I read about that when you brought up this question. I guess his wife won't let him be inducted.
I could see there would be some hard feelings there, and I would totally understand that if the family didn't want that. So,
you know, Brett, he ended up patching things up and was inducted in the Hall of Fame a few years ago. What do you think about the recent comeback, Rey? Do you think Rey Mysterio deserves to be in there?
He's one that in the future needs to be in there. I would agree with.
What about now? What about a current? Do you think he's?
I think he's still too active. You and I got to meet Rey. He's still in great shape. Still a great performer. We met him just about a year ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was awesome.
At the 16th anniversary of UCW, or 15th anniversary.
I don't know. What do you think about the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion ever?
Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah.
He should be in there, but there's some hard feelings there between he and the WWE, from what I understand.
Well, remember when he came back and did some stuff with Heath Slater not that long ago?
Yeah. But I think there's still something there that probably Vince won't let. Do you know what his real name is, Honky Tonk Man?
I don't.
Wayne Ferris. The Dave Denton Book of Useless Knowledge is open once again. Wayne Ferris was part of that famous Tupelo match where they went into the concession stand as Wayne Ferris.
What about Big Van Vader?
I would totally agree. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame. His career in the WWE wasn't stellar, but his body of work from WCW, Georgia Championship Wrestling, Japan, all the other stuff. Yeah. And once again, real name, Leon White. I don't know why I know this stuff, but I do. So, Big Van Vader. Yeah, baby, the Vader bomb. That helmet he used to wear to the ring. Yeah, baby, Van Vader. Love it.
Mm-hmm. What about, you think Taker's ready?
You know what? If he's decided he's not going to come back, yeah, he deserves. I mean,
there's no doubt in my mind he'll be within the next couple years.
Yeah, a year or two. If he's definitely put off coming back for one or two more matches, and he says, "Man, I am done." Yeah, he needs to come back. Yeah, he needs to be in there soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. So, I think that's kind of my list. I would go along with, Owen Hart, Big Van Vader, Bam Bam Bigelow. Like you said, I don't know if Honky Tonk Man is super deserving of it right now, but he was always fun. He was, the nostalgia era. I guess that's what they call it, right? Is it the nostalgia era, kind of? He was a pretty big part of that, though.
Oh, he was. He was a huge part of that. Coming out there with his little wiggle and his dance and is looking like Elvis Presley and all.
Yeah.
I need to ask you one question. I've asked Juice this, and I've asked Chris this. I'm just going to throw this out. I think the most deserving person and the most glaring omission at this time is the late Chyna. Joanie deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Even after all of her slamming of the WWE?
For what she meant to professional wrestling, during the Attitude Era, what she did at that time, I really do think she does deserve that recognition about her work and making women's wrestling more physical and more relevant. I mean, she was a pioneer. I mean, that body she had, and then she had silicone implants put in that DX made fun of in one of the episodes. But Joanie Lauer, Chyna, whatever you want to, I think she really does deserve to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. What about you?
I think she probably does. It's just, I don't know. I think she probably will. They'll probably let her in the next few years.
Yeah, they've actually mentioned her name a few times. During TV broadcast now, Triple H has mentioned her name. Stephanie's mentioned her name. And, to have them mention her name with what happened between the three of them, who knows. But I think just for what she meant at that time to professional wrestling, she does deserve to be in.
Yeah, Yeah. I'm not going to agree to disagree. I'm going to agree with you, but it's a little hard with some of it's a little hard to jump on the bandwagon with some of the stuff that she, you know, her adult film career and things like that.
Yeah, she had that, and then she had the relationship with Xbox, Sean Waltman, that was so messed up, you know.
Yeah,
that era messed up so many people. But, you know, another thing that I brought up was what she did on the TV show Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
She had this recurring role in there. She was so good. She tried to act so feminine, but she still had those muscles, and they played up so well. I love that show. And, you know, I just thought I'd bring that out because a lot of people are saying that, you know, there's kind of a groundswell of support to get Joni involved in the Hall of Fame. But I can see why she's not, but me, if I had a vote and I don't, I would say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with you on that. What about any other women? Any other women deserve it?
Is Wendy Richter in there?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know Cyndi Lauper is in the celebrity wing. You know, right now, they put in Trish Stratus. They put in Beth Phoenix. I think Mickey James is a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I was going to say that, too.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to speculate, talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know, the WWE creative listens to our podcast probably monthly,
Probably. They probably do. They put it right at first at that list.
Mm-hmm. They're like, who is this turnbuckle trash?
Yeah.
You thought TBT meant Throwback Thursday. Wrong again.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get some action.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, you don't want no bread. You don't want no salad. All he wants is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson. You guys discussed in your last pod a really wonderful segment. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it. I love the question. This is from Chris Evans. And Chris, you're the freaking man. Okay?
Yes,
we got to get a name for him, like a nickname. Chris Tiss. No.
No. Please, no. He's related to me.
Chris Jericho.
I think it's already taken.
Evans,
but he is a stupid idiot. I mean,
Turnbuckle Trash is Evan.
The question was, name some people from the wrestling past that need to be in the WWE Hall of Fame or a wrestling Hall of Fame that are not currently in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Give me a limit, though, or else we're going to be in trouble.
Well, you know what? You can take as many as you want, but I'm going to do five.
Okay. Let's start with your five.
Okay. My five, and I'll explain why. Okay?
Please do.
Okay.
Yep.
So my five that I think should be into... my five has a couple of tag teams, and I'll say one is the Fabulous Ones. Steve Kern, Stan Lane, the tag team that they had great feuds against the Midnight Express, the Rock and Roll Express. Now, of course, they were based out of Memphis, Tennessee, but they were one of the first ones to use music videos coming out to Sharp Dressed Man. They would come out with tuxedo coats on. They were incredible to watch on TV. They were so much fun, and that's why I say the Fabulous Ones deserve to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. So, number two, I would give you another tag team, Jim Cornette's Midnight Express.
Ooh.
I would go with the original Midnight Express, beautiful Bobby Eaton, and I'm just drawing a blank. Anyway, the Midnight Express, a fantastic tag team. They got a lot of press in the what was it, Georgia Championship Wrestling, and then it became World Class Championship Wrestling. Jim Cornette was their manager. Then Dennis Condrey was the one I was thinking of. Dennis Condrey and beautiful Bobby Eaton. Stan Lane, who was also in the Fabulous Ones. Wonderful tag team to watch. I mean, they were so much fun. And, of course, Cornette. I didn't put him on my list as being a member of the Hall of Fame yet, but in the future he needs to be. I'll just put that. So now I'm going to go back in time. If they have a division of the Hall of Fame that is kind of like, you know, the old timers. And one wrestler that I saw one of the first times I ever went live, and I just went, oh my word, Dick the Bruiser.
Mm.
Dick the Bruiser, a burly man, kind of looked like the Beer City Bruiser that's wrestling now in ROH, except he was solid, where the Beer City Bruiser is a little bit roly-poly. But Dick the Bruiser was so important in the 60s and 70s, one of the more dominating wrestlers you ever wanted to see, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. So continuing on, a more modern name, Dr. Death Steve Williams. Did you ever see Dr. Death?
No.
Dr. Death Steve Williams played defensive line. He was a lineman for the Oklahoma Sooners. Had a great, great look. He died several years ago, but he was a dominating wrestler. He dominated especially in Japan. He and Terry Gordy teamed up in Japan for a while. Terry, of course, was with the Fabulous Freebirds. And I just think he was so important in the Mid-South Wrestling, the old Cowboy Bill Watts promotion, then in Texas. He did have a short stint in the WWE, didn't do as well there. But I just think overall, his overall talent level was there, Dr. Death Steve Williams. And then my final member of the Hall of Fame, you're going to love this one. The Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant. The man from New York City, when he and his, quote, brother, the Valiant Brothers, wrestled together as a tag team, they were great. But when Jimmy took on the Boogie Woogie Man persona, he was brought in also into Memphis to take on Jerry Lawler. And he was so much fun, cut one of the greatest promos ever. He jumped and jived. He even recorded a record that was getting airplay. He wrestled in the WWE, Handsome Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. He did stuff in Georgia Championship Wrestling, also in Mid-South Wrestling with Bill Watts, and just one of the dominating wrestlers and personality-wise, but probably better known for his days against Jerry Lawler in Memphis. Tag-teaming with him or going against him, I just go back to Handsome Jimmy Valiant, not just because of his work in Memphis, but because of his work as a tag team with Johnny Valiant, who was not his real brother, by the way. And then just his overall work, I think he needs some recognition there. That's my five. That's
a good list. So here's mine. I'm going to start off diva-wise.
Okay.
During the 2000 time, it was the Attitude Era where we focused on The Rock, The Undertaker, and Stone Cold Steve Austin and DX. When I say DX, it was Shawn Michaels and Triple H, X-Pac, that crew. They ever rarely talked about China.
China needs to be there.
And I think China absolutely deserves a spot. What she was able to hold on her own during that Attitude Era was a beyond impressive.
Yeah.
I think China deserves that spot. The other half of the...
Before you start
go ahead,
that,
please.
China, of course, she basically got screwed over in the WWE when Stephanie and Triple H got married. And nothing about bad about that, but that's why she basically left. She had her problems. She had drug problems. Yeah. She was married to Sean Waltman, and they had their problems. And I'm not even going to go into that. But when I think of China, not only do I think of her role in the WWE, but I think of her in Third Rock from the Sun. The sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was hilarious
in
that.
Yeah, she's good.
Having the love affair with Harry. If you ever get a chance to watch it, you need to. She did great work in that.
Edge's best friend, Christian. You watch those tag team matches in the early 2000s, and you watch, you know, those two jumping off the top of ladders or hanging on the belt from the top. Edge and Chris, without Edge, or sorry, without Christian, there was no Edge.
Mm-hmm.
The Brood's brother, I mean, you name it, they did everything.
Yeah, they
Edge
came
is
in,
Christian should be too.
They came in together.
Yep.
And then they split up a little bit, and Christian went over to TNA for several years, and then he came back and unfortunately became injured, and he had to retire himself. But Christian, I think he had
a big enough impact in the tag team industry with along with Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy and that crew. I think he should be in.
Uh-huh.
I also want to add in Rey Mysterio Jr.
Ray.
He was the Spud Webb, or he is the Spud Webb of the NBA. Just phenomenal, athletic as all get out. He made famous 619. That area code is a standout area code because of Rey Mysterio. Oh,
that's right. And by the way, it looks like Rey Mysterio is going to be at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Against, I'm John Cena. You can't see me.
I have two
John's
more.
John's going to beat me to death.
I have two more here I want to add on.
All right.
Both of them are non-wrestlers.
Wow.
CM Punk and Paul, but Brock Lesnar don't exist without Paul Heyman. Let me make that clear.
I would agree with you.
Paul Heyman is what he's done for what he did for ECW, and what he has done for the WWE is beyond what they could have asked of. He is phenomenal.
He cuts
the best promos.
The best promos.
Yeah, the promos come out when he just. Yeah, Paul Heyman deserves to be in the WWE, and and if you ask why, then you probably are not a WWE fan, and you probably shouldn't be watching WWE, period.
ECW. I wasn't a big fan of ECW, to be honest with you, but it is legendary.
In the mid-90s, though, the way he commentated, dude, he was awesome.
And then his work with, there would be no Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
I would disagree with you about CM Punk a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah, because I think CM Punk cut a good promo himself, and
sure,
he set up himself very well. There would not be a Brock Lesnar in the WWE today if Brock Lesnar had to cut his own promos.
Yeah.
With Paul Heyman, his advocate, and the way he cut his promos.
And the mark he's made on the wrestling industry as a whole.
Yes.
Needs a little bit of respect.
If he's not in there this year, he'll get in soon enough. He will be a member of the Hall of Fame.
A final one, has there ever been a gal hated more during their time in the WWE than Vicky Guerrero?
You know, I almost put Vicky on there.
I think her time, I mean, especially after Eddie passed away, they invited her to be on to the main spotlight, if you will, the WWE.
They gave her a job because of the respect they had for Eddie.
And the work she did,
awesome.
Especially with her time with Edge.
Uh-huh.
Was just off the freaking charts.
Uh-huh.
I remember several times how bad I hated her when they screwed over The Undertaker. I was so pissed at her. I was so angry. Oh, my gosh. And then The Rock's little song to her.
It was awesome.
If you haven't heard it yet, go YouTube The Rock song for Vicky Guerrero. Uh-huh. It's so good.
It was great.
I am so just enamored with her and everything she did. So
yeah,
just Vicky Guerrero deserves her reward for doing what she did for that industry. And so, and I think it'd be a wonderful tribute to not only her, but the Guerrero family.
Yeah,
so.
It would be. And Vicky has made a couple of appearances in the independent circuit. Recently I was watching Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and they had kind of like a Royal Rumble. They called the Red Carpet Rumble, mm-hmm. and she was part of that. And you heard the crowd went bananas. And wasn't she part of the Royal Rumble?
Yep. She didn't last long, but
no,
she was good.
Did. Yeah, that's a great choice.
And the crowd, again, just went berserk.
They did.
They loved it.
They get that
excuse. It's funny
going.
What 5 years of absence will do to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that crowd, the heart grows fonder, and sure enough, it did for them.
There was some talk, and I'm not saying that it still won't happen because – what are we still a month away from Mania?
Yep.
But China deserves to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Do you think they're going to really do that this year?
Well, they've been mentioning her name a lot. Triple H has done it once or twice. I believe
Steph did. Yes, I believe that they need to put her in the Hall of Fame. The problem with the WWE Hall of Fame is they've been inducting a lot of dead people.
Come on in here to the Hall of Fame if you're dead. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in if you're dead. Go right ahead. We got a plot for you over here. You just sit right there. Don't move. Just act like you're here. Don't worry. Rigor mortis is kicked in. She'll be okay. I don't know. Sometimes I have to question Vince McMahon. It all depends on what side of the bed he woke up on. Who's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. You know, that's a shame with her role in DX.
Who knows?
I just think about what she meant to the WWE during that Attitude Era. And, without getting into the controversies of her life, she had plenty of them. Mm-hmm. But who doesn't, who doesn't go through you-know-what in this life? But what she meant to the WWE, she deserves to be recognized. Now, do they actually have an area at Titan Tower that is a Hall of Fame? Is there a physical location? I don't think there is. No,
there is no Hall of Fame. There's nothing people can walk through and see. It's just this parade of stars that they're going to have. It's almost like the 25th anniversary of Raw. They're just going to come out there and wave real quick, sit, take a plaque, and make a speech. And that's great.
We're going to play poker with the APA, so.
That's okay, I guess. Uh-huh. We've already been through it. We've already been down that road.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be right back on Turnbuckle Trash. We're going to talk a little bit of news with Chris that he knows a little bit more than I do. It has to do with two promotions that I really like getting together.
Doubles?
Double
Did
J?
You see who got into the... Yeah!
Yeah!
Slap nuts himself!
Uh-huh. You liked Double J, didn't you?
I used to love Double J and his walk and turning around smashing people in the face with a guitar. That's just, I just love Double J. Dude, he's such a good smack talker. He talks smack a lot like The Miz.
That little strut he did in the ring, he stole that from a guy. Well, he didn't steal it. I mean, everybody steals everything. But that strut was called the Fabulous Jackie Fargo Strut. Jackie Fargo was a wrestler in the South in Memphis. And he was a great performer, too, and as a salute to the Fabulous Jackie Fargo. But, yeah, he getting into the Hall of Fame, baby. That brings up a question for me to ask you, man.
Oh, gosh. Tell me.
Who do you think should get into the Hall of Fame?
Bam! Bam!
Bigelow? Yeah, Bam Bam Bigelow would be a good one.
I think he'd be a good one.
Uh-huh. Anybody else you can think of right off hand?
I think Owen Hart should be in there.
Ooh, I haven't thought about Owen Hart. He should be in there.
I read about that when you brought up this question. I guess his wife won't let him be inducted.
I could see there would be some hard feelings there, and I would totally understand that if the family didn't want that. So,
Brett, he ended up patching things up and was inducted in the Hall of Fame a few years ago. What do you think about the recent comeback, Rey? Do you think Rey Mysterio deserves to be in there?
He's one that in the future needs to be in there. I would agree with.
What about a current?
I think he's still too active. You and I got to meet Rey. He's still in great shape. Still a great performer. We met him just about a year ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
At the 16th anniversary of UCW, or 15th anniversary.
I don't know. What do you think about the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion ever?
Honky Tonk Man?
Yeah.
He should be in there, but there's some hard feelings there between he and the WWE, from what I understand.
Well, remember when he came back and did some stuff with Heath Slater not that long ago?
Yeah. But I think there's still something there that probably Vince won't let. Do you know what his real name is, Honky Tonk Man?
I don't.
Wayne Ferris. The Dave Denton Book of Useless Knowledge is open once again. Wayne Ferris was part of that famous Tupelo match where they went into the concession stand. as Wayne Ferris.
What about Big Van Vader?
I would totally agree. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame. His career in the WWE wasn't stellar, but his body of work from WCW, Georgia Championship Wrestling, Japan, all the other stuff. Yeah. And once again, real name, Leon White. I don't know why I know this stuff, but I do. So, yeah, Big Van Vader. Yeah, baby, the Vader bomb. That helmet he used to wear to the ring. Yeah, baby, Van Vader. Love it.
Mm-hmm. What about, you think Taker's ready?
You know what? If he's decided he's not going to come back, yeah, he deserves, I mean,
there's no doubt in my mind he'll be within the next couple years.
Yeah, a year or two. If he's definitely put off coming back for one or two more matches, and he says, man, I am done, yeah, he needs to come back. Yeah, he needs to be in there soon.
Yeah, yeah, pretty soon. So yeah, I think that's kind of my list. I would go along with, you know, Owen Hart, Big Van Vader, Bam Bam Bigelow. You know, like you said, I don't know if Honky Tonk Man is super deserving of it right now, but he was always fun. He was, you know, the nostalgia era, I guess that's what they call it, right? Is it the nostalgia era, kind of? I mean, he was a pretty big part of that, though.
Oh, he was. He was a huge part of that. Coming out there with his little wiggle and his dance and his looking like Elvis Presley and all.
Yeah.
I need to ask you one question. I've asked Juice this, and I've asked Chris this. I'm just going to throw this out. I think the most deserving person and the most glaring omission at this time is the late Chyna. Joanie deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Even after all of her slamming of the WWE?
You know, for what she meant to professional wrestling during the Attitude Era, what she did at that time, I really do think she does deserve that recognition about her work and making women's wrestling more physical and more relevant. I mean, she was a pioneer. I mean, that body she had, and then she had silicone implants put in that DX made fun of in one of the episodes. But Joanie Lauer, Chyna, whatever you want to, I think she really does deserve to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. What about you?
You know, I think she probably does. It's just, I don't know. I think she probably will. They'll probably let her in the next few years.
Yeah, they've actually mentioned her name a few times during TV broadcasts. Now Triple H has mentioned her name. Stephanie's mentioned her name. And, you know, to have them mention her name with what happened between the three of them. Mm-hmm. You know, so who knows? But I think just for what she meant at that time to professional wrestling, yeah, she does deserve to be in.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to agree to disagree. I'm going to agree with you, but it's a little hard with some of. It's a little hard to jump on the bandwagon with some of the stuff that she, you know, her adult film career and things like that.
Yeah, she had that, and then. She had the relationship with Xbox, Sean Waltman, that was so messed up, you know.
And
that era messed up so many people. But, you know, another thing that I brought up was what she did on the TV show Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
She had this recurring role in there. She was so good. She tried to act so feminine, but she still had those muscles, and they played up so well. I love that show, and I just thought I'd bring that out because a lot of people are saying that, you know, there's kind of a groundswell of support to get Joanie involved in the Hall of Fame, but I can see why she's not. But me, if I had a vote, and I don't, I would say yes.
Yeah, yeah,